We come here in this most sacred place today. Many of us have family members and friends who are buried here, and especially as we look out kind of just across the grounds of the cemetery today, we see the American flags that are posted by so many of the markers. And of course, the flag represents all those who've served our country and our veterans. And it touches the heart to see so many of them, and to think of all the sacrifice and love given by those individuals and their families. And it's interesting because many times in this this place, then in this very chapel, many times there is the military honors that are given. In this very place that we have the mass today outside, where the American flag is drawn out by servicemen and women, and that song "Caps" is played, and it just brings back so much. It brings so much out of the heart. We're blessed because, at least in the past short years, at least since I've been here, we haven't had a funeral for someone who's died in active duty. Praise God for that. But very, very common, and very, very common is a funeral for someone who at one moment in their life have served our country in the armed forces. And sometimes that person that's gone is, they've been out of the service for 50 years. But I have a feeling that whenever you've been in the service, your family's been with you, if someone in the service, it never quite just goes away, right? Even if it was 50 years ago, it's always kind of in you, and those memories are always with you. And so within this Mass, in a very powerful way, we come to this sacred spot knowing that we can't share, at least myself not being a veteran, in everything that's been experienced, but we stand with those who have served and with those who've given their lives. The gospel today that the whole Catholic world hears today has in some sense a prophetic verse in it. Jesus is talking before the hour of his death, and he says, "The hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God." Those are the words of Jesus, the words that the entire Catholic world hears today around the entire world. And isn't that so much the core of some of the tension right now? That there's a sense that death is a worship of God, that's never true. What does Jesus say? "These people have neither known me or known the Father." And so we have a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness. And so Jesus, he lays out the situation that we're in. And within that, then we're called to live still with love, still with trust in our Lord, praying for the time when there will be no war, no peace. No more war, and will be peace. So we gather with and we stand with our veterans. We remember with grateful hearts the gift of our country, the gift of those who have gone before us, and offer the deepest sacrifice.